things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea, now that other nations like China are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Winging into the second hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I made a statement in the last hour to the state of New York about the Supreme Court not being there to correct your electoral mistakes. And where we're going to go now, first of all, we're going to head to Seattle. And the question to ask is just how out of touch are anti-gun liberals? And we're going to Seattle to ask that question. Now, this coming from the desk of Dave Workman, one of the gun rights examiners. Seattle officially inaugurated their new liberal mayor, Ed Murray, and a socialist councilwoman, Kashama Sawant. And on the same day, the Seattle Times revealed a tally on a weekend poll on gun rights and background checks that overwhelmingly rejects the notion of universal background checks via Initiative 594, a measure that the new mayor and the new councilwoman will likely back. It was admittedly an unscientific survey and asked readers to weigh in on background checks. As of Monday morning, the tally on the poll found 3,812 votes, 76.27%, saying background checks should apply to nobody because Americans have a right to bear arms. Another 849 people, 16.99%, back Initiative 591, the straightforward measure requiring background checks to comply with a uniform national standard. Coming in at a very pitiful third place was a paltry 337 votes, 6.74%. Out of 4,959 cast was I-594, the 17-page gun control package backed by the Seattle-based Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility. Does this sort of suggest that the I-594 backers are isolated from the larger populace? The question here, though... Yes, I did. Okay. I would repeat her name, but I know you're just trying to yank my chain. First of all, I got a question, Seattle. How can you feel that way about gun rights and elect Murray? And what's her name again? Kashama Sawant. How can you elect people like that, but you feel that way about your gun rights? Sort of sounds like Bloomberg. Sort of sounds like Cuomo. Hickenlooper, O'Malley. Does it indicate that the anti-gun liberals, who are apparently very good at winning elections, are as out of touch as their colleagues and contemporaries elsewhere? Now, In Colorado, the Democrats are enjoying an $85 million a year hit that they're going to have to suck up because MAGPOL's pulling out. High-vis Sites has already pulled out. They've got 11 counties in Colorado that want to secede from Colorado and become the 51st state. They want to become North Colorado. They've got 55 of 62 sheriffs, or 64, however many there are, saying we're not going to enforce this rule, this law, this regulation. They're in a mess in Colorado. In addition to that, it costs three anti-gun lawmakers their jobs. Two by recall and one by resignation to avoid recall. So, that was a very expensive day in Colorado when they passed those gun laws and, you know, shut down the constituents and shut down law enforcement and said, this is what we want and this is what we're going to have. Joe Biden just called me and told me so. Now, at townhall.com, there's a guy named Michael Schaus, and he did an analysis that morning. And he points out something that should be glaringly obvious. I mean, I understand in the mainstream amongst the conservatives that they're not really as well read up on it as you or I. But he says that the anti-gun liberals have only themselves to blame for the rising gun sales. No kidding. Way to go! Give that man a Nobel Prize. But he points out something, because if it's making it into the mainstream, then we should have a little bit of hope. When they call for confiscation or registration or regulation, the public rushes to the retail counter while there's still some degree of free will allowed to be exercised. The other problem they've got is last year there were the fewest police on the job deaths in a long time. Gun crime is going down despite gun ownership going up. So this sort of points this glaring, blaring, flashing neon arrow at the very dubious subject of the gun grabber's credibility to begin with. I don't know why it's just now happening that way. I mean, it's been going on forever. When Florida started giving out concealed carry permits, it was going to be the Wild West. Well, it didn't turn out to be the Wild West. Then when other states, every time another state would pick that up, it's going to be the Wild West. Still, never the Wild West. When the assault weapons ban sunsetted, all of your liberal politicians and gun grabbers and police chiefs came out and said, it's going to be the Wild West. And it still wasn't the Wild West. And then finally, somebody did a little expose and found out the most dangerous place to be during the era of the Wild West was Tammany Hall in New York. So, slowly, as some of these other media outlets, these alternative other media outlets like townhall.com, dailycaller.com, all those, as they begin to coalesce with you and I and get on the same page, now they too are finally having a few factoids to throw their way that the low info conservative reader might be able to pick up. Now, another thing that has happened, and it's sort of flown under the radar, there's a Utah company called Desert Tech, and they were offered a $15 million contract to sell some, to supply some firearms to Pakistan. And Desert Tech is walking away from that. They're not even going to consider that because they're concerned that their weapons would eventually be used against U.S. troops. Now, everybody's patting them on the back and everything, but do you understand what that does to the whole mantra that the American gun industry puts profit above all else, that they are that they want to see us die, they want to see us kill each other, so we'll buy more guns? And then you got these guys. Desert Tech, I'll be honest with you, and I don't mean this as a slight to Desert Tech, but there's so many gun companies out there. I'd never heard of them before this incident happened. So a $15 million contract had to be the most awful of temptations, and they are walking away from it. So all of this points to a conclusion that is inescapable. The gun prohibitionists have been and remain wrong. Their rhetoric, their points, their promises are as empty as if the same promises that you can keep your health plan if you like it. When we get back, we're going to talk about the armor-piercing ammo standards. What does that mean? On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Back, warming up to a balmy 11 degrees outside. Traffic later on. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which I have to say that with a grimace on my face. They report, and here comes another grimace, that U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, senior senator from my home state of South Carolina, Grimace has written a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder and to the ATF asking how they will be defining armor-piercing ammunition, which would thus be denied to the general public. Now, the way this has worked so far, armor-piercing ammunition that can be fired out of handguns has been banned to the general public. But then when you get it into rifle ammunition, it doesn't have to be designated armor-piercing because in a lot of cases it will pierce armor given time. I mean, most of your level 3 ceramic plates may be able to stop it twice. Maybe. Now, that's why I wear steel plates from Infidel. The importance of these questions has increased with the growing pressure or to restrict or to even outright ban lead ammunition. And, you know, everybody's out there, well, they banned ammunition. They banned lead ammunition because they closed down the Herculaneum smelter. Except that that smelter never made lead for ammunition. It was for medical applications, and you can't mix the two. They can't use the lead that we use in ammo for medical applications. So they'll have the, you know, it's a non-problem. Let me just put it that way. California has outlawed all hunting with lead ammo. And there are people that think, now, in California, if you want to go train, guess what you can use? Lead ammo. That's only for hunting. They've only banned it for hunting. And for a hunter who might, for a good hunter, that might use a box of 20 rounds in his actual hunting after he's zeroed his scope, it's really not an event to them either. It's silly because if you shoot lead ammo in, if you shoot it outdoors and it misses and it lands on the dirt, it doesn't break down and go into the water table. It just sits there. The only way lead ammo hurts anything is if you get hit with it when it's fired. Now, the good Senator Graham's letter notes that current federal gun law defines ammunition as armor-piercing if it may be used in a handgun, and if the bullet is made from any of a list of particularly hard and or dense metals. And if the Attorney General does not find that the ammunition is primarily intended to be used for sporting purposes. So his questions are, how many requests for exemptions for sporting purposes is the Justice Department processing? The answer to that is 7 from 2 different ammunition manufacturers. Number 2, what is the status of these requests? The answer was a mealy-mouthed non-answer. Number 3, when will the ATF respond to Freedom of Information Act requests for information about the agency's meetings in 2012 with manufacturers, gun rights advocacy groups, and forcible citizen disarmament advocacy groups about what will constitute grounds for a sporting purposes exemption? No answer to that one. Those are okay questions. I still think he needs to go. Senator Graham needs to go. But those are okay questions. They're definitely better than the answers. But they are a bit less than complete. One that comes to mind, exactly what is meant by may be used in a handgun. I mean, you can get a 5.56 Thompson Center Contender and fire 223 out of it. Yeah. They make 500 caliber handguns. If this, after all, if this encompasses every cartridge for which someone somewhere has chambered a handgun, you'd be very hard-pressed to find a round that has not been fired from a handgun, and that includes the very mighty and mightily feared and hated by the gun prohibition lobby, 50 caliber. Then you've got a line of revolvers that have come of age here recently, the Taurus Judges and the Smith & Wesson Governor revolvers. They're chambered for 410 shot shells. Would a 410 shot shell with heavy shot or other tungsten alloy pellets, would that be a federal crime? And fundamentally, by what mechanism with the Attorney General or even an elected official within the federal government acquire the authority to determine what is a legitimate sport. Now, I guess they could decide to form a vest-busting league. But by what constitutionally enumerated federal power can the federal government claim the authority to deny the legitimacy of a sport? But even more fundamental than that is the question of what relevance to a constitutionally guaranteed fundamental human right will, can, this whole sporting purposes, how can that be considered in the first place? How will it be considered in the first place? How can it be considered in the first place? Second Amendment is not there to keep your guarantee your right to sporting goods. Now that there is this possibility, someday in the future, and it's beginning to take shape, isn't it, as we look around, there may be those who do not want to see the American people playing the new kill the tyrant game. And those that don't want to see that happen, if they don't want to hasten that approach of that new exciting new televised sport, they would be well advised to separate official recognition of the right to keep and bear arms from sporting purpose. Anybody want to play the new exciting game, Kill the Tyrant? golly. It's not a laughing matter. I don't even know why I'm doing that. And I apologize. I can hear my voice deteriorating before my eyes. And before long, it's going to sound like, like a scratch fest. Most of your rifle ammunition out there today, of any, 223, 7.62, they're going to defeat soft armor. And they won't defeat steel plates like the Infidel plates. But you're not going to be having a good day, even when the plate wins. You're not going to be having a good day. But it's a good question to ask. It was good for the good senator, the senior senator of South Carolina. I don't know what's going to happen in our election, the next election, for that Senator Graham is going to have to stand. I think the machine has already turned some wheels, and they're sort of marginalizing his challengers. And I think it's a good bet that he will be reelected, not by my help, but once again, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive the fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Next break, I'm going to be popping Benadryl. Then I may get sort of silly, but I'll be having a good time. 1 year ago this month, President Obama finally revealed himself to you. After one term of not coming after anybody's guns at all, once that second election was out there, and once, of course, Sandy Hook happened, well, the wind was at his back, and he stood up and said that radical gun control was the top of his agenda for his upcoming second term. And then he promptly failed. He's got lots of executive actions out there happening right now. But he failed. That's the bottom line. He did fail. And it remains to be seen whether his replacement, should it not be Hillary Clinton, who I think is very damaged goods, if it's somebody other than her, and it turns out to be, say, a Republican, it remains to be seen whether that would be unwound. Now, what he did succeed in doing, though, because he was so enthusiastic about it. He convinced millions of Americans to buy more firearms than any time in history. Last year, in the United States, there were 21,093,273 firearms purchased. That's a lot. That is a lot. Eight of the top 10 highest weeks ever in the NICS background check system were in 2013, and the other two were the weeks in December, the last 2 weeks of December 2020, after Sandy Hook. The checks in 2013 were 8% higher than in 2012. The one-year increase is significant because leading up to the presidential elections in 2012, it was massive then. It was massive all the way up to November, and then it just jumped and went higher. So, yes, President Barack Obama has actually been the best gun salesman in history since he has been in the White House. NICS checks have gone up 66%. Oh, golly gee. Coming from the NSSF, they said last year was a record-setting year for gun and ammunition sales due to the threat of anti-gun legislation at both the state and federal level. The background check reports also mirrored financial information that was released by firearms companies. Smith & Wesson had net sales of $625 million last year in the fiscal year quarters that ended October 31st, 2013. That is a 25% increase over the previous year. Ruger, who actually, I guess their sales would have been higher if they'd actually had guns to sell, they reported net sales of $506 million for the first three quarters, and that was a 45% increase over the corresponding period the previous year. Freedom Group, which includes Remington, DPMS, and Bushmaster, reported their first three quarters of 2013 had net sales of $1 billion. Up 47% from the $677 million in revenue from the same period in 2012. Now, the gun grabbers, as this data makes its way through the various media chains, if they pay any attention to it at all, the gun grabbers are going to look at that and say this is all based on the corporate gun lobby fear-mongering and pandering to old gun owners who then stockpile. Okay? And like I said, all right, all of your gun rights groups, their memberships might tip the scales at 8 million people. They should be higher, but they're not. So 8 million versus the 100 million plus that's out there today. Now, I'm not going to get out there and tell you that maybe they don't listen to Gun Owners of America or the NRA or the Second Amendment Foundation. But they don't feel strongly enough about it to join them. Now, according to the NSSF, this these big sales are as much political as a change in the industry. They're saying demand is settling back down from the peaks of 2013, but the valley floor is much higher than before because of the significant number of new firearms owners, many of them young, urban, and female, who elected to exercise their Second Amendment rights for the first time last year. So, unlike the unlike the forecasts that you'll hear the gun grabbers make, where they say, well, if there's guns, there's going to be like the Wild West. Where there's guns, there's going to be deaths. Where there's this, there's going to be that. And, you know, all that other stuff. Everybody in the gun advocacy groups said in the second term, he's going to be coming for the guns. And Viola, we were right. So we make one forecast, and we're correct. And everybody else makes the same forecast because they're all parrots. You understand that, right? All of your gun grabber groups are parrots. Now, it sounds like I parrot, and I fully understand that, but that's because I'm talking about Lots Research, or I'm talking about Police One, or I'm talking about Kleck, or I'm talking about Gaius. I'm talking about people that are putting stuff out, and that's not me parroting. That's me reading. Now, they're reading, too, but they're just reading a bunch of things based on no fact. I just thought I'd throw that little disclaimer out there. When the president also, and what the president did was actually great for the gun industry, and it's great for the people of America, because when he decided to go after guns, he created this new trend of the young and the urban and the female coming to buy guns for the first time and getting into the culture. So thank you, President Barack Obama. You have strengthened our position. Thank you so very much. Oh, golly gee. Now, I talked to, you know, I had Chuck Porter on the show yesterday. I do fully believe when I tell you that most of your police departments are staffed by good people. But I keep remembering, I saw a picture the other day. And if I had not read it, if I had not read what it was on the picture, I would have made the mistake of thinking it was somewhere else. But I saw a picture the other day of a line of Humvees going down a street. And it said, "Welcome to Kabul, Afghanistan." And then at the bottom it said, "Just kidding, this is Boston, Massachusetts." And when we get back from the next break, I'm going to ask some questions. A lot of us exist, and I'm guilty of this as you are. A lot of us exist without knowing our law enforcement, without knowing the people that are the officers of the law, the police, city cops, the deputy sheriffs. And we need to get out there and actually get to know these guys. We need to be known by them, not as troublemakers, not at all, but as good, solid citizens. And then we need to ask them a very pointed question. Why do you need an MRAP? Why do you need an M113 armored personnel carrier? Why do you need drones? What are we facing in these little cities? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. So sad, I see the things my mind. It just can't believe it's so wasted away. Why is life so bittersweet?
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport. Making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Now, this is coming from the desk of a young lady named Megan Fox. She's a writer over at Pajamas Media. If you've never heard of Pajamas Media, maybe you've seen Bill Whittle play the virtual president on YouTube. And Alan West is with them now, former representative from Florida. And she writes... She's writing about harassment that's being put up on her, but she starts out with this, and it's basically the same way I started out. After the Boston bombing, after Tamerlan Tsarnaev was shot and then run over by his brother as he was trying to get away from the cops, they rolled a military operation in the name of law enforcement into Watertown, Boston, to look for one wounded teenager. And with all the tanks and with all the armored personnel carriers and all the door-to-door searches where they led the naked people out with their hands on their head, warrantless Fourth Amendment violations, they didn't find, the only reason they found the younger Tsarnaev was because somebody looked out back and saw the kid in his boat. The guy looked in his backyard, saw him in his boat. So all of the hysterics did not contribute one iota to finding the bomber. An alert citizen did it. Of course, nobody in Watertown, for some reason, sued anybody for that.
Now, since then, Ms. Fox has noticed more and more stories about the militarization of local police and harassment of citizens happening at an alarming rate, and she's been taking note of who's been getting what. Now, in Salinas County, California, they just got an MRAP. And the residents of Salinas, California don't understand it. They don't understand why they need such a thing in such a little town. In places like Boulder, Colorado, and Preston, Idaho, they also have these vehicles, which also disturbs their inhabitants as well. Stories of police acting above the law, searching without warrants and abusing their power are on the rise also. There's videos all over YouTube of concealed weapons permit holders being forced to the ground and threatened with a bullet to the head over a legally carried weapon by officers too caught up in their own power to abide by the law. It's a frightening time to be a private citizen. The government power has reached epic levels, and the bloat is beginning to infect even the smaller municipalities and villages. And Megan Fox has been chronicling something that's been happening to her personally. On October 4th, 2013, she experienced discrimination and encountered a hostile and sexually harassing environment at the Orland Park Public Library. She complained to the library board about what she had experienced, and instead of the board addressing her concerns as a citizen and library patron, the board instituted a campaign of using the Orland Park Police Department to retaliate against her for making said complaint. On October 8th, Library Director Mary Weimar emailed Chief of Police Timothy J. McCarthy and pressed him to investigate her YouTube account and harass her over a three-year-old video she posted to YouTube in support of the Second Amendment. In doing this, Director Weimar violated Local Ordinance 8-6-1-1, which defines disorderly conduct as to transmit in any manner to any peace officer, or public employee a report to the effect that is an offense, that an offense has been committed, knowing at the time of such transmission that there is no reasonable ground for believing that such an offense has been committed. And that's just one definition of disorderly conduct in Orland Park. Part of her complaint to the library was that she observed men openly viewing pornography and becoming sexually aroused in the second floor computer area. I don't think that's why they put those there, at the library. And she began to feel a sexually hostile environment was created for women by this activity. That makes the men's actions disorderly conduct, also under Ordinance 8-6-1-1, but definition number 4. To be openly lewd or to do any act of public indecency tending to debauch the public morals. She complained about disorderly conduct not being reported to police in this library, and to punish her for that, the library director committed disorderly conduct herself by transmitting a report to the police chief via email when she knew full well there was no reasonable ground to believe that my YouTube videos had committed any offense. Let me tell you about YouTube videos. YouTube, and yes, I'm streaming on YouTube right now, but YouTube, see, in the radio business, I can use music, recorded music, as long as I stay within X amount of time listening, you know, letting it play. That's called BMI. If I go beyond that, then we have to, you know, Republic Broadcasting Network, we have to pay a BMI fee, which is the way these record companies make money off music being played on radios. Because we comply with the BMI statute, I don't have to worry about that, except on YouTube. I can't tell you how many times I've had to pull a video down because it records the shows, which is just about as ridiculous as watching a radio show, which people are doing. But it records the video, and then they hear maybe Nirvana, Heart-Shaped Box, and I don't talk over the lyrics enough, and that's a copyright infringement. So I have the choice of either having it there in the first place and it's not watchable anymore, which, why have it there? So then I delete it. But I'm complying with the law. But do you think YouTube would allow somebody to put something out there? I know there's radical stuff on YouTube, don't get me wrong, but they are, they're not, it's not the bastion of free speech. Let's just put it that way. Now, with Ms. Fox, what Library Director Weimar was doing, clearly, was a strategy of harassment, including building a record on a target. And that's a Saul Alinsky rule for radical rule, which is a favorite playbook of the left. Specifically, this was Alinsky rule number 13. Pick a target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Because she criticized the library and started to expose the terrible things that were happening there, the library board decided she needed to be discredited, defamed, intimidated, and eliminated as a critic. Her suspicions were confirmed about this deliberate plan to build a record when Director Weimar committed disorderly conduct again on 11/4/13 by calling 911 in an attempt to have Ms. Fox arrested by the police for handing out leaflets outside the library on public property advising parents that disorderly conduct dangerous to children was being committed regularly inside the building. At the time she made the call to the police, Director Weimar knew there was no reasonable ground to believe that she had committed any offense. But she contacted a peace officer, public officer, a public employee to report her anyway. So that's twice in a row this woman's trying to build this record. And twice that the Orland Park Police filled out paperwork using her as a subject of a police investigation. Now, to his credit, Chief McCarthy declined to complete any paperwork on Ms. Weimar or the library board for making nuisance calls and false reports and committing disorderly conduct. Even though, you know, he was in on it. Right? Ms. Fox continued to speak out about what was going on in the library with men viewing porn. She used the FOIA Act in Illinois to uncover 12 reports of disorderly conduct and sex crimes committed in the library, including the accessing of child porn and incidents involving men in the library doing bad things or harassing women after viewing porn. We'll catch this up on the flip side as we go into the third hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.